مرحبا يا شباب ومرحبا يا صبايا، كيفكن؟ شو أخباركن؟ شو في ما في؟ إن شاء الله بخير. شو عاملين أو شو عم تعملوا؟ اليوم يوم السبت 30 ديسمبر، السنة خلصت، سنة 2023 خلصت. بتمنى إنه أنتوا أنجزتوا وساويتوا أشياء كتير بهاي السنة، وبتمنى كمان سنة 2024 سنة إيجابية لألكن ومعباية بالمفاجآت الحلوة. واليوم بصراحة قبل ما نخلص سنة 2023 حابب أحكي لكم وخبركن عن شوية أفكار جديدة يلي أنا تعلمتها مشان تتعلموا العربي بشكل أسرع. وقبل ما نبلش، أنا أول شي حابب أشكر كل الأشخاص يلي اشتركوا بالباتريون بيج، شكرا كتير لدعمكم. Thank you very much for every person who participate in my Patreon page. I really appreciate this, and I will keep doing more work and more new ideas for 2024. But in this episode, I'm going to share with you the top three most frequent asked questions about learning Arabic, along with additional tips that will help you gain complete clarity on this subject. So whether you are just starting out or have paused your learning journey or are already on your way to fluency, these tips will guide you towards taking your Arabic skills to the next level by 2024. Now let's start with the first question. What is the Arabic language? Now I know many of you know this question, but I still receive hundreds of emails asking me the same question. So I need to repeat this to you, especially to the new students, so you have a clarity about where to start. So in the Arabic language, there are Arabic dialects and modern standard Arabic. The main three dialects that are taught: first, Levantine Arabic, which is spoken in the Levant region. Then we have the Gulf Arabic. And finally, we have the Egyptian Arabic. Currently, the most popular dialects requested are Levantine Arabic, and recently, Gulf Arabic has become more popular due to many people in the West wanting to move to the UAE, the Emirates, to find better jobs and better lifestyle. And also, it's tax-free. So, Mumtaz. Now, the next question I get asked: should I learn modern standard Arabic or dialect? Okay, this is very important. Now, if you are wondering whether to begin with the dialect or modern standard Arabic, the answer is clear to me, but I need to clarify it to you. So if you search this question, should I learn modern standard Arabic or dialect, you will find that the majority of Arabic teachers, blogs, and articles on Google and Reddit, as well as you know universities like Oxford, SAWAS, and Yale, are strongly advocate for starting with modern standard Arabic. Here's my opinion. I completely reject this narrative, and here's why. When I was teaching Arabic in Syria in 2005, I had many students from Oxford, Cambridge, Yale, and other universities who had studied modern standard Arabic for 2 3 years and came to Syria for a gap year to improve their Arabic skills. However, when I spoke to them in Arabic, they would pause and struggle to put a sentence together. They spoke in classical Arabic, which is extremely odd and weird to me. And when I spoke to them in Syrian dialect, they didn't understand anything. This made me realize that there is something wrong here. Even today, I still receive calls from students who have spent, years learning modern standard Arabic, Fusha, yet they cannot speak it. This only, in my opinion, confirms that there is a significant flaw in the way Arabic is being taught in many universities. Now, let me explain this narrative from a different perspective. So, in the Arabic world, it is well-established fact that every child born in the Middle East learn their native dialect within the first 5 years of their life. When they attend school, they learn classical Arabic. However, here, teachers speak to students in dialect to explain topics like history, chemistry, and math. This is because modern standard Arabic has been taught passively. So as we advance towards, high school and university, we can speak it. So a highly educated, Syrian Lebanese who reached, university level and master, they can speak this language if they want. But we choose not to, unless we become like a TV presenter or politician or the president, for example. So, based on, everything I have experienced and also based on, my research, I can confidently say that the most effective and natural way to learn Arabic is to start by learning the dialect first. I have tested, I have done it with all my students, and I've seen huge transformation. I've seen big difference. Because this approach not only gives students an immediate boost in their confidence, but also give them a powerful motivation to continue learning. On the other hand, starting with Fusha and then transition to dialect can be very frustrating and really difficult and confusing, and it will lead many students to give up after a year or two. And I've seen this happening many times with students, reaching out to me after 4 years of studying Fusha, only to tell me later that it's too difficult to continue, so they give up. And after that, they realize that, okay, after 10 years, they realize, okay, I need to go back to learning Arabic. And they started to learning dialect after discovering my, method, and they get motivated to learn Arabic again. So that is something I want to make it clear to everyone who about to start learning Arabic, or for people who have still confusion. So this will give you clarity for, 2024 to understand how to go about the Arabic language. Now, once you have mastered one dialect of Arabic, you can easily transition to modern standard Arabic. And this is how we do it. This is how I do it usually. I make one of the students, very confident in speaking one dialect, then I can make seamless transition to learning the modern strand in Arabic. But to do this, you should always do it. You should also do it in a specific way, in a micro focus. That's how I call it, micro focus. And here's how you must do it. So let's divide the modern standard Arabic into four categories: Media Arabic, Business Arabic, Arabic Literature, and Quranic Studies. Then, after you understand these categories, you need to choose the area that interests you the most and gradually move on to the next area. From my experience, I would recommend to start with Media Arabic or Business Arabic. Because why? It's a very practical approach. Learning Media Arabic will, you know, allow you to read the newspaper, will also allow you to understand, you know, the news on TV, and also it will help you to, you know, talk about complex topics. And gradually you can move to different parts, but to approach, you know, classical Arabic, Fusha, in a generic way, like using Al-Kitab, Raqam 1, 2, 3, Ya Latif, don't do it. It's an endless cycle. Tamam. So, now let's go to the last question. How can I learn grammar without affecting my ability to speak fluently? So this is a very important question, okay? Now, I know that most, you know, books or most teachers, they emphasize learning grammar at the beginning. I also believe this is a false method or false way of doing it, and I will prove it to you. So the challenge with learning grammar, like in, let's say, the traditional way, it will put you in an analytical mode. It will make you overthink, and you will spend too much time perfecting your sentence. This can sometimes take you like 2 to 5 minutes to construct one sentence in Arabic. Imagine how patience we need to have. You know, so if you learned Arabic in traditional way, it's going to harm your confidence. This is very important. And what do I mean by traditional way is like by actually learning it from the start and, you know, following the rules. This is called, you know, that, and this is how it works, and you start to go into this analytical mindset. Once you start to go into this way of thinking, it will, you know, dominate your way of, you know, learning. So you will always think all the time because you trained your brain to be analytical at the start when you learn the language, and this will stays with you forever. That's why you need to understand that you must train your brain to speak first. And let me show you and tell you how to solve this problem. Okay? First, I am not against learning grammar. In fact, it's very important if you want to speak Arabic fluently and articulate your sentences, very important. However, I don't teach it in the traditional or analytical way. And here is how I teach it to my students in my method. So I use like mini strategies. So I'm gonna share with you one of them, which called spotting patterns first, then understanding the rules later. Again, spotting patterns first, then understanding the rules later. So let's say that I want to teach you the past tense verb in the I form. So first, I will teach you, for example, five verbs, you know, akalet, rahat, شربت شفت. Then I will make you construct sentences, you know, like where did you go, when رحت. You say I went to the school, رحت على المدرسة, without explaining anything. I will just tell you like this is means I went. That's my first focus. And then I will make you practice this verb in a sentence, in a practical way. After that, I will ask you to identify any patterns in the four verbs, like akalet, shribet, rahet. And you will say, there's this it at the end. I say, okay. When you see that it, it means past tense. And that's all you need to know for now. I just present the idea in a form of pattern and explain it a little bit, especially if you are an absolute beginner. Then as you start to gain, you know, confidence and improve your speaking skills, I will teach you how to form the past tense properly. I will explain the concept in a more comprehensive manner. Now, at that moment, the students will have like a sudden realization, like the aha moment experience. And that will make that rule stick in their mind without going into this, you know, analytical thinking. It will be like part of their speaking. In fact, it will make their speaking even better. So, the main point I'm trying to explain to you, grammar has to be presented in a practical sense, as I explained here. And it has to be presented in a small quantity, like little bit, where you need it the most. And it depends on your level. And then, you know, later on, when you are confident speaking and your mind is, you know, like more into the speaking mode, not the analytical mode, learning grammar gonna be amazing. Gonna enhance your speaking. You're gonna even learn faster. So again, spotting the pattern first and analyze later. That's, make sure you understand this concept. تمام شباب, that's everything. هذا كل شيء كان بدي احكي لكم عنه. I hope, بتمنى انه استفدتوا من هاي الحلقة. I hope this episode, you know, add some value and give you more clarity about how you're going to approach the Arabic language in 2024. Now, of course, if you want to master this language and you need more help and support, you can check the links below this episode and choose the, you know, the book or the course that suits you the most. وبشوفكن قريبا, بشوفكن ب 2024 مع حلقات جديدة وأفكار جديدة وأشياء كمان جديدة ومنتهية.